Ravens on the practice field today as they're getting ready for their game Saturday against the Dallas Cowboys. By the way, Tim Murray's going to join us at 3:30 with some best bets. But Ravens and the offense, and obviously this is as good an offense as there is in all of football. You got a quarterback who should have won his third MVP. But what kind of wrinkles in year three do you think Monk can add to this thing to really stress a defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked a little about pony packages in the past ourselves and sort of, you know, groveling for them a little bit. The fact now that you've got Monk talking about it and talking about it this early in the season, that's promising. That's interesting. I'd like to see what that looks like. And you've got various iterations of that. We'd think that's a way to get Keaton Mitchell on the field. Mm-hmm. You know, is it Keaton with Justice? Is it Keaton with Derrick Henry? You know, where does DeAndre Hopkins fit into this and what does that look like? You know, another way to get Keaton Mitchell on the field is to put him in the slot. And I know we could already say that they've got a lot of options to throw the ball to, and they do. But, like, that's an interesting matchup problem. They can get really small. Like, you could have him and Zay Flowers on the slot on either side of either side of center, and you could still have big people on the football field like Derrick Henry and Pat Ricard. And how does a defense honor all that? How does a defense respect all that? Like, you could run out of that. You could throw out of that. You could throw to a little person, or you could throw to a big person out of that. Like, stuff like that, I'll be interested in seeing. Now, again, you take a running back with a unique skill set. You put them there. Somebody else isn't on the field. Maybe that's Bateman, you know, maybe that's D-Hop, whatever. Especially if Likely does miss a few weeks. I think that, honestly, I don't want to say blessing in disguise, because Isaiah Likely is one of their best football players, and you'd like to see him on the football field as much as possible. But let's say he misses a couple of weeks, and let's say Keaton Mitchell is tuned up and ready to go. Do they use that to get a look-see at some things that otherwise might have been stuck on the chopping room floor?
I think the two personnel groups that I would bet we see an uptick for, 11 personnel, which you brought up with three wide receivers. DeAndre Hopkins is a huge upgrade over Nelson Aguilar, and I think that he's going to play that role well. And then it's those pony packages. And I asked Todd Monken about it yesterday when I was out at the castle, and he kind of lit up with it, because you have three running backs with unique skill sets. And Justice Hill was a perfect backup running back to Derrick Henry last year. We know he's such a great pass protector. He can catch passes out of the backfield. Derrick Henry's just a freak of nature, speaks for himself. And then Keaton Mitchell is back to closer to what his 2023 form is. You can mix and match those three running backs, and you can really put stress on opposing defenses given those different type of skill sets. And look, then when Likely gets back, you know that you can play him pretty much anywhere, whether it's in line or slot or out wide. Like, you have a lot of unique talents on this offense, and it's going to be different types of looks every single week depending on the matchup.
Are we going to be going back to the future in a sense that, like, assuming health, do we find ourselves on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday after the games begging for more Keaton Mitchell touches?
No. Because at the expense of whom?
That is the problem. But he looks like...
if we're there, then that means there's the injuries or some stuff has fallen off a cliff. Like, I'm talking about a cherry on top. Talking about, you know, a snap every other week in a pony package, or if it starts being effective, a couple of snaps a week, assuming they're playing 70, 75 offensive snaps. I'm clamoring for a diversionary tactic here or there to keep him feeling involved and set him up for an easy catch off a wheel route or something like that. No, I think they showed last year that they can shapeshift by design based on who they're playing and what the strengths of that team is, and they can gut you in a lot of different ways. And I still think in general, them running with little people on the field and throwing with big people on the field and throwing deep with big people on the field, I think that's going to be a real headache for D defenses.
So let me ask you this, and assuming health, obviously, when Isaiah Likely comes back, one of the things they haven't been able to do is get Likely and Andrews going at the same time. Is it, and again, we're nitpicking because the offense is so good. Is that something that we may see this year?
I mean, we may see it, but I'm not going to like sit here like we have in summers before and say, I aspire for it, or they should be championing that, or that should be like, no, it hasn't happened yet. I don't think that they're ever going to play with each other beyond this year. So if it doesn't happen this year, you know, it's no skin off my knee. Again, Todd Monken knows how to put people in positions to win matchups, and Lamar knows how to survey the field and find those matchups. And there's going to be plenty of mouths to feed, and I think plenty of balls to go around, because I think they might run the ball a little less than they did last year. And maybe they don't have as many blowout wins as they did last year. So I don't know about you. I really don't care
if
they go off together or not. It doesn't do much for me anymore.
Ultimately, it's not as big of a talking point as it has been in years past. They're coming off a historically significant year offensively, and that was with Andrews and Likely not going off at the same time. So as long as they're a productive offense.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? That's where we're that's what I was sort of getting at. That's where we're at with this offense. It's so good. We really, they're not dependent on anything as long as they're healthy.
I always go back to that Jesse Bates quote, 2020, it's 89 and 15.
Yeah.
That's it. It's a long way from that.
89 is in his last year here, and 15 can't stay healthy anywhere.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Coming up next, man, football season is rapidly approaching, which means I'm sure Tim Murray's got some interesting future bets up his sleeve. Best bets with Tim Murray from VSiN next here on The Fan.